Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to Ignite at Night. My name is Shalia.
My name is Elise.
My name is Amaria.
And Jordan's here, and we are the Innovation Crew. We have a great show for y'all today. So much stuff going on with these celebrities. I love when they give me something to talk about. I mean, we're going to find out today why the, once again, Kardashians are being sued for millions of dollars. You won't believe why. How Disney and Marvel are threatening the film industry in Georgia. And why? You guys know it's a lot of tours coming up, and a lot of people are canceling stuff, and you're going to get the update and all of that. So a lot of good stuff today. But first, let me get into well, at first, I have to start it off right here. You guys know Ice Dogg from the greatest rap group of all time, Tribe Called Quest, passed away today at 45 mm-hmm. due to complications of diabetes. So, so sad. So, so shocking.
Yeah, that was sad.
Yes, everybody's on the... It is. I don't think people... y'all young folks, so y'all don't know about real music, but... just a great band, best rap group of all time, and he will truly be missed. So we will be playing Throwback of Tribe Called Quest Jam to get y'all in the mood. First, let's talk about the movies. First off, this weekend, we have My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. Now, I haven't seen the first one. Who's seen the first one? Because I haven't.
I didn't.
I guess nobody.
I guess nobody.
So what's the point of seeing two if we didn't see one? But for those of you who have seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding, 2 is coming out this weekend. Next, we have Batman versus Superman. Yes, and we know Batman is going to...
Batman.
Batman or Superman?
Definitely.
Batman.
Why y'all keep saying Batman going to win? He's not even a superhero.
No way, goodbye.
Batman is a superhero.
Exactly. Yes, he is.
How is he a superhero? What superpowers does he have? He's just a hero.
He's martial arts. He's a martial arts. He's martial arts, and he's a genius.
There's nothing super about this man. Like, how is he a superhero if he's not super? Did y'all not watch The Incredibles? Come on now. Get it together.
Anybody that can take down the Joker can take down anybody in my book, because that was a crazy man. Especially... one that he selects play, so okay, so we're gonna take a vote. Batman versus Superman. I say Batman. What y'all say?
Superman all the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna say because I already know what's gonna happen.
Who gonna come out on top? Come on, Jordan. Batman or Superman? Who you with?
He already knows Superman. I'll vote for him.
Okay, when I think of Batman, Superman, I think of Miss Mulatto and Super Peach, okay? So,
yeah.
Of course, you know, Batman will come out on top, okay?
Can you not?
I can, and I will. So, Batman all day,
it's a
all right?
Thing.
Batman,
no.
It's a team thing. It's not one against one.
It really just depends on who writes the movie, because... I'm pretty sure Superman would definitely win.
If that's the case, I'm going with Wonder Woman. How about that?
Okay.
Take several seats. I'm going with Ambria. She's a superhero, y'all didn't know. But anyway, Vanessa, tell us what's going on in this crazy world.
Okay, so a patient has filed a lawsuit against Yale New Haven Hospital for allegedly removing the wrong body part during a surgery, and they're trying to cover it up.
Oh my gosh.
You see why I don't trust doctors?
Girls, I knew you was going to say that.
Basically,
they were like doing some rib surgery or something, and they removed the wrong rib from the person's rib cage, and they're trying to cover it up, and they're saying that it's a whole bunch of different people. They said it's like 60 different surgeries that he has removed the wrong rib or the wrong body part from
60.
The person. And,
60. How he feeling then?
I don't know. That's just crazy, like a whole 60. You're messing up people's bodies. Like, these doctors are really crazy.
I mean, 60 ribs.
That's
he must
why
have
I want a doctor.
No, that's probably like his line of work, and he doesn't know how to do it because clearly he was moving the wrong rib.
Girl, that man finna have a barbecue. Update. So, Elise, I think Bam called Ambria. We're gonna keep that.
No,
girl.
No, I
got it. No. I got this side. Okay, let me quit. But that man can have a barbecue. You see why I don't trust doctors? That's why I'm not going to vaccinate my kids. Because, yeah, this is what they say it is. But especially in the black community, like, we all know that the AIDS virus, you know, somebody injected people in Africa with that. We all know that. It just didn't come out of nowhere. How all of a sudden these white people trying to help you out when all this time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it just didn't just get discovered. It's when the white people started getting the disease. That's when they started to make the cure. That sounds a little fishy.
That's what I'm saying. It really do. It's fishier than these little white trees. Do y'all have them trees, by the way, the little fish trees?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. Jesus. See, it's not my period blood. Yeah. Okay, let me stop. But, yeah.
Girl.
So, anyway. Yeah, don't trust these doctors. Vanessa, stay awake in your biology class or you be taking out people and ribs and kidneys and stuff.
Yeah, I will not be taking out anybody nothing.
That actually reminds me, I'm so off topic, but do y'all remember the story of when this man was giving this woman a C-section and she cut the baby, well, he cut the baby's head off and tried to hide
really?
It?
Really?
Yes.
And
I was
the baby was stillborn or something.
Yeah, trying to act like what's going on.
A lot of times.
Like,
yeah, that also happens a lot when, like, the babies die during the birth because of the doctor, and then they try to blame it on, like, the baby dying of stillbirth or natural causes, but really it's the doctor's fault.
Yeah, like, I just, I don't trust doctors. I don't trust them. They give you medicine
yep,
and make you, so you can keep coming back and they make more money. That's not a lot. Okay. So we're going to bring it up to Vanessa to put an end to all of these bad doctors. And, you know, she's going to be a great one. We're going to pray for it. But, yeah, anyway, Jordy, what's going on in sports?
At the 17 long years, A-Rod said at the 17, he's going to retire. He got a new A-Rod. He played for the New York Yankees baseball.
Oh, did he say why?
He said he wanted to be a dad.
Aww, good daddy. That just reminded me of something. You guys remember what Lil Wayne said when he was 35 and he was going to retire?
No.
He said that. I was thinking about it the other day. Like, I really, really miss Lil Wayne making music. Like, I know he has, like, an album with 2 Chainz right now, but I miss, like every year Lil Wayne had out a hit. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like I miss that. That's what I'm missing, too. Like, Lil Wayne is, in my opinion, one of the greatest. I don't care what nobody say. Young Thug want to be like him, try to kill him.
Yeah, he
you
is
know.
One of the greatest.
Can't be Lil Wayne. So, yeah. Wayne, we love you. Don't retire yet. All right. Ambria's back.
Speak
so now,
yourself.
Girl, tell us what's going on in entertainment. Well, first of all, what was said that we need to know about?
Oh, no.
What?
In the face.
Maybe I should call him and put him on the line myself, and I'll ask him. You guys, what's going on?
Hot one.
Girl, let me call and put money in life.
Fight. That was great.
I ain't hear nothing you say. Your phone's breaking up.
Cat Williams. We all know Cat Williams.
Yeah.
He punched a seventh grader in the face. And he
looked
like,
yes, I saw that.
I just got done watching my video. That done was hilarious.
Right, me too. I just watched it.
We got to pray for Cat.
What is going on with him? Is he on drugs?
Yes, he's on drugs. Because did you guys see the video of him in the club when he was like doing push-ups and all this and doing his stance, and then he ran up and punched this one dude? What?
Yeah,
no.
People was like, leave Cat alone. They just trying to, like, downsize. You know how they be trying to break down black men and stuff. That's what people were saying. So I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, but that's crazy, though. Like, a seventh grader? Come on now.
It was.
No. You guys, I'm feeling really, like, shady right now.
How?
I want to call somebody and just put them on the line.
Can you not?
I did that before, so I could do it again.
No.
No, that's it. So the phone might not get picked up.
Shalia, you need to stop with all this BS. You do this every day. You do this every Wednesday with all this BS.
No, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, Jordan?
He talking about your BS.
Look, I show up every Wednesday for the show, okay? Y'all be the ones with the BS, tricking, God, missing. Come on now. Ugh, guys, whatever. But anyway, that was our news and entertainment. So, like I said again, Five Dogs from A Tribe Called Quest passed away yesterday at 45 due to complications with diabetes. And a lot of people have paid homage to him, including Questlove, Solange Knowles, Chris Rock, Macklemore, Jill Scott, Juicy J, Russell Williams, Marlon Wayans, just a whole lot of people, because it's really shocking. They're just really the greatest.
Yes.
I've always said this, my favorite rap group of all time. And it's just really sad. But yeah, I'm going to – they have so many great songs, so I just want to give you guys a clip of each. So I'm going to play a song off their first album, Bonita Applebaum, that Q-Tip wrote when he was 15 years old. So, and this is also my mama's ringtone. Like, I have a ringtone for everybody on my phone, so I know who's calling. So this is what comes on my phone when my mom's calling. It's Bonita Applebaum.
Do I love you? Do I love you? Am I a sinner because I do the two? Can you let me know right now, please? Bonita Applebaum.
Bonita Applebaum. Question the authority. Chairman of the board, chief of affection. You got minds to sway in your direction. Hey, you're like a hip hop song, you know. Bonita Applebaum, you gotta put me on.
Bonita Applebaum.
Things some brothers don't. If only you could see through your elaborate eyes. Only you and me, hun, the love never dies. Satisfaction, I have the right tactics. And if you need them, I got crazy prophylactics. So far, I hope you like rap songs. Applebaum, you gotta put me on.
Bonita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Bonita, Bonita, Bonita.
right. That was a little bit of Benita Applebaum by Tribe Called Quest. Our very own Benita Applebaum, Miss Ambria. That song was dedicated to you. So anyway, for all of you all in Atlanta who are worried, everything is okay. Have you all heard about the suspicious package that was reported in South Terminal at the airport today?
Yes.
No. Yes, girl. Well, no shade, but in the wake of the bombing in Brussels, am I correct? Brussels? We were talking about that in class today, actually, and I thought they were talking about Brussels sprouts, the vegetable. I didn't know what they were saying.
Oh, okay.
I had a moment. I'm so serious. I thought they were talking about the vegetable. I'm like, what? What? The vegetable. But anyway. Yeah, so a suspicious package was reported in the South Terminal baggage claim at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport here in Atlanta,
and that's where I go.
Which is the biggest and busiest airport in the world, not just America, but the world. An explosive team was brought
in
to check the bag. It is, actually. Look it up. Shalia
yeah,
never did
it.
No, it's JFK.
Shalia gives it to
it's
you straight,
JFK.
Okay?
Don't lie. It's JFK. Don't lie.
We're not going to argue with somebody who don't know nothing, okay?
Whoa.
So,
I know a lot. More than you. Way more than you.
Whoa. It's clapback season, ain't it, Vanessa?
Right.
Oh, you know all about that. We just ain't going to do this now, but the biggest and busiest airport in the world, which has been proven in statistics, and if you look at it right now, it will say it, is in Atlanta, which is the Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. So, whoever don't believe me, look it up and just hear how stupid Jordan
sounds. That's an opinion, not a fact. That's an opinion, not
a
fact.
That's a fact. We looked it up.
Okay, we a fit time. All
right,
so
I will. One day.
Do it right now if you think I'm playing. So, both the terminal and atrium were evacuated for a short period of time, and also, travelers there said there was nearly a stampede after there was a false report of a shooter during the evacuation. That reminds me of stuff at our school.
Dang.
People do things like
yeah.
Why do people
do
things like that?
Yeah. Like when we go downtown.
Yes. This one incident, you guys, I don't know what happened. These girls got in a big fight. The next thing you know, you hear, yes, somebody, he got a gun. And then you hear people,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, my goodness. You guys.
They just stop playing like that for somebody bringing one for real.
Right. Yes. I honestly think some people really are so bored with their lives, they just need excitement. Like, you know people who love to fight all the time?
Yeah.
When nothing's going on, they just want to get in an argument like the girls on TV. I'm like, you guys really have nothing else better to do with your life. Like, this one girl, I don't know her name, she's like, I want to fight somebody so bad today. Like, if somebody even looked at me, you know, it's like, for what?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I'd be like that sometimes, too.
Okay, Elise.
I think it's one thing to be annoyed, but it's another thing to just actually go out there and try to fight everybody. Like, that's unnecessary. And
yes.
If people
now,
like
you annoyed,
that go to school.
Yeah, if you're annoyed saying, nobody better not mess with me today, I'm going to go off, that's different. But if you just like, I feel like fight, no. I feel like saying it's a gun so people can run and some people get trampled over. Because that actually
yeah.
happens. People get trampled over and people get killed like that. A lot of people have gotten killed like that. But y'all stop playing so much. But back to the story. Mayor Kasim Reed, he was
life
real quick with security. Life is a game that you don't need to play, okay? Because it will get you. It will get you. Okay, so life is a game that nobody can play. We'll keep it as that. So Mayor Kasim Reed, who was mayor of Atlanta, he, Jordan, I'm finna get through this story. he's just mad, I guess, because we're in Atlanta, the city. He's down in Alabama. Is that why you're so mad today, Jordan?
Right.
Let me get through this. We have a lot of show to get through. And I don't have time for my clapbacks. I would do it in a group chat, but you left the conversation, so I'm going to still do it anyway. Mayor Kasim Reed.
Because I was wrong. You didn't tell me you were going to invite me. You can tell you. I'm going to stop.
Okay. So Mayor Kasim Reed was quick with security changes, and he, yeah, security has buffed up. So now if you go there, officers are with long rifles and bomb-sniffing dogs and they ready.
Bomb-sniffing dogs.
Yep, bomb-sniffing dogs. They making sure. After, you know, the little Brussels, the bombing in Brussels, they're not playing.
like Obama said, if they ready to pop off, you know, gonna pop off. I love Obama.
Pop off.
I really don't want him to leave.
Me neither. I'm gonna cry.
Right.
Oh,
I am
the best president ever.
I'm just waiting for 2020.
It better be Bernie.
I'm just waiting for 2020. Kanye West. When Kanye West get in that office.
Okay.
We're not even going. Okay, you know, this is very much a story for a different day, because we really got to talk about this election, guys, because y'all know I'm all Bernie'd up, but it's just, it seems like the Hillary and Donald showdown, but
yeah,
that happens. I'm going to just say I'm not voting. If Hillary and Donald, I don't think I'm even going to vote, because
I don't know.
I just can't get neither one of them.
Vote for Hillary. I would rather Hillary be president than Donald any day.
The thing about, like I said, another story for a different day. We got to get through the show, but yeah, we'll talk about that. But that's not the only thing happening in Georgia, but The Walking Dead have now joined Disney and Marvel in taking a step against the anti-gay bill. So the bill that was being passed, well, that's supposed to be passed, they're waiting for Governor Nathan Deal to sign it. The bill would protect religious officials from having to perform same-sex marriage ceremonies. It would allow faith-based organizations to, you know,
to deny services
or employment to those who violate their religious beliefs. So that's the bill they're thinking about passing.
That's so wrong.
Basically,
yeah, that's against the freaking First Amendment. What?
But, you know, we can have, like, different states have their own laws, but... So basically the movie companies are really standing up, Disney, Marvel, and The Walking Dead. And y'all know Atlanta is becoming the big film place, and that's my major.
Mm-hmm.
So they're basically saying, if you pass this deal, we're going to take our money somewhere else. And so now Nathan Deal got to decide. So that's a big decision on him. So I would love to see how that turns out.
I really don't think he should sign that. I think that's pretty dumb. That's not fair. Like, who are you to tell me that I can't go somewhere or do something because of my sexual orientation? What does that have to do with you?
Yeah, that's discrimination.
Exactly.
Because if that happened, you know, like they say to black people, then, you know, black people, you know
that's
what I mean? Just,
that's what I'm thinking. Like, it's the same thing that's happening to African Americans. That's not fair. That's just...
We'll keep on following that story, so... Well, I will say this real quick. The one law that I did not like got passed was, you know, that Georgia campuses, students are allowed to have guns, and I think that's the most stupid they are. Makes me a little iffy. Like, why would you do something like that is my question. There's already so many school shootings.
Are allowed to have guns. What?
On campus. So Columbus State,
what?
Georgia State. Atlanta Metro, everybody can have a gun on campus, you know. So
I know my professor at Atlanta Metro, he's from Africa. He said he's going back. He said, He said after this semester he's gone. Because
you know
like
how
boys
is
that's what I'm saying. It's gonna be cussing out the police officers and adults. Like what? These
girls,
yeah,
how you
gonna protect,
the dual enrollment students that's going out there?
Right, that's in high
them?
School skill. Yeah, that's crazy.
And then, you know, them students,
the boys
get mad at the
you
better pass me. They're going to pull out a gun on the professor, say, you better pass me, I'm shoot. You know, it's just too much.
Yeah.
To think about it. I really do believe somebody, I feel like, is going to do that to a professor. Going to threaten them, pull out a gun if they don't change the grade. I promise.
Yes.
I pray it don't, but I feel like it
that
is.
That might be me.
Yep. And you're gonna be in Columbus State. You know the type of folks you're gonna be around.
With
so
the white
definitely,
folks, girl.
You
girl.
Definitely gotta watch
that. Have you visited the campus? I really like Columbus State. That's what I'm saying. Everybody's saying that. I'm going to visit over spring break. Like, I'm so excited. I cannot wait. I'm dying to see it. Because everybody's telling me how it's a
This is not show.
I'm going
moving
to visit my college
on.
Tomorrow.
So, the Kardashians, our favorite lovely ladies, the KKK, who love black people, like they say, the Kardashians are being sued $180 million for not promoting their Kardashian beauty line. So, Hiller Capital Management, which is an investment firm, are filing a
you know, they're suing them for breach of contract, fraud and deceit, misrepresentation and more. They basically invested $10 million into the project, and in return, the sisters were required to promote their Lionel Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook account, which altogether they have a total of 250 million followers and likes. So basically, they're suing the Kardashians for not tweeting enough about their products.
I was going to say, because I've seen them on Instagram talking about the product, and they have their own account for the products and everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but I guess they're saying it's not enough. Like, they want more tweets, like daily tweets. Because, you know, Kylie Jenner with her Kylie kit and whatever, every single day on her Snapchat, her Instagram, everything. I'm like, dang, girl.
Yeah,
everywhere she has a Kylie lip line. So
yeah,
I guess that's what they want.
They're getting sued $180 million for not doing that, which
is
really...
Million.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get it. I kind of know they're not, because that's just too much.
I don't
even have $180.
Yeah.
I know, you invested $80 million, you invested $10 million, but you want $80 million. Please, goodbye.
$100
No, not $80, $180
million.
Oh,
Lord.
They got me messed up.
That's almost as worse as the people who wrote the story. Y'all know the TV show Ballers with Dwayne Johnson and Mark Wahlberg? The people
who
created it are suing them for $200 million.
$200 million.
Like, Jesus.
They said that it's the same. Only because they
want money. Like, pay for my college.
Okay, Hiller Capital Management. You guys are suing for $180 million. So if y'all get some check, we need $5,000 to go on our international DECA trip, which, you know, prepares future business leaders of America. We would love for you to donate. So hit me up. You know where to find me. Yeah. Everybody donate. All this money.
Better get
we don't
your hustle
need five. On. That's a penny. We need a penny to what y'all got, really. So we'll update y'all on that. But here is another throwback track. I think this is the first. Well, maybe not the first, but well, it's not the first song I heard about them, but I really love it. It's off their second album, The Low End Theory. Here is Check the Rhyme.
Check the Rhyme. On the boulevard, I landed. We used to kick routines, and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract,
and me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer, cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, I swear you're dead wrong. I say that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the Fife is not the man. Cause you know, and I know, that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next to none contest me. I'm just a plot MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no home training cause I misbehave. I come correct in full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the time.
The Boulevard of Linden, we used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the Viper,
and me, the Abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the Zach.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I'll receive the message and you will play the sender.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector and give the the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My optical presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids, watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it, look at how they act. We're talking better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with the quorum. And flopper, what you say, hammer? Flopper, rap is not pop. If you call it that, then stop.
All right, Check the Rhyme by Tribe Called Quest. Love that joint too. I love how they incorporate jazz rap. It's so good. So, with all of these tours, y'all know it's really the biggest celebrities are on tour or going on tour. We have everybody from Adele, Beyonce, Rihanna, Justin Bieber. I mean, this is touring season, you know. So, First of all, if somebody gave y'all the money to see one of these artists in concert, who would y'all pick?
Oh my gosh.
I'll go see Tinashe.
Girl.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Okay, we have a Tinashe. Tinashe. Do I hear four?
Either Tinashe or Rihanna. One or two.
Or Beyonce.
I was trying to think. I don't know if Beyonce or Rihanna. Like, I'm trying to debate. Like, that's a hard decision.
I think Beyonce
Rihanna is a good choice.
So,
yeah.
I gotta see Rihanna. Forget Beyonce.
No.
Not because Rihanna, wow. She barely makes music anymore. Beyonce always on tour. I ain't worried about her.
But
that does make sense. Between these. I was thinking about
what
buying
about
Rihanna tickets, but I would have to take money out of my savings account.
Yeah. I mean, Ambria, what about you? Who would you go?
Ambria back? Don't tell me this is me, Gary. Guys.
Hello?
Right. Are you here? Can you hear me? No? Guys?
I can hear you.
I was going to say, am I talking to myself? Y'all can hear me this whole time. Y'all had me talking to myself. Anyway.
I don't see why people hyped up Beyonce. She's not all that for real.
I mean, I'm not saying
she
all that, but I'm just saying she puts on a better show.
I don't think so.
Rihanna,
she being with
two, both of them in one.
That's what I'm saying.
I think Beyonce.
Together.
I disagree.
Why? That would be a 2-for-1 special. Everybody like it.
Yes. And I've seen the videos of her performing, like, so far, and it's just like, oh, my God. She come in May the 1st.
Rihanna or Beyonce?
Rihanna. I don't care about Beyonce. Beyonce, I was in her tickets. The seat I wanted was, like, $600-something. Well,
$600?
Yep, but the same seat for Rihanna was, like, $200-something. I was like, yeah, that's where I'll be going.
Yeah, that'll be where I'll be going, too.
Vanessa.
Yeah. Yes.
Vanessa, you know I said Tinashe, right?
Why? Because you love her?
Yep, that's my dream wife right there.
I bet.
But why though, like, why?
Because it seems like she'll get more Anna Show than Beyonce or Rihanna.
I don't think so.
You even like her more than Rihanna?
What?
Rihanna just looked way better than Beyonce.
No, he's talking about Tinashe, not Beyonce.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, she's pretty, but
what?
Like the only song I know about her is Two On.
Hello? That's what I'm saying. Hello?
Like, what are you gonna? Yeah, we can hear you, honey.
Oh Lord, thank you God.
But what are you just gonna listen to? Like all of her other music. If I go to Tinashe concert, only song I can listen to is Two On.
Can I tell the news now? Can I tell the audience the news?
Girl, you can't just burst up in here interrupting and come out of
what news?
Okay, so I said all that to say The Weeknd pulled out of Rihanna's Anti World Tour due to some unforeseen changes with upcoming projects. The Weeknd will no longer be touring with Rihanna, and a lot of fans are upset.
Oh my god,
that's petty.
Well, not petty, but like, dang.
Is that a baby in the background? Somebody opens their door or something.
That's all I'm saying. Who is
that? I don't know who that is.
Is that you, Jordan?
Who has children with them, or whoever's yelling? Because I can hear it clear. Okay. So, yeah. That's the news for the weekend. Jordan,
who
is
it? Yeah, that is. It sounds like.
If you don't quit that, bootleg.
That's my knee. That's my knee.
Okay. Well, let's move on. Now, let's see why all these Justin Bieber fans are mad. And everybody on the line sure we'd be mad about this. So here's the thing. So y'all know Justin Bieber had a 2000 meet and greet called I'll Show You, where, of course, fans get to meet and greet him, take pictures, do all this great stuff. So he canceled his 2000 meet and greet everywhere. So every tour, he's not doing the 2000 meet and greet anymore due to a security scare. And so he responded on Instagram saying, "Love you guys, but I'm going to be canceling my meet and greet. I enjoy meeting such incredible people, but I end up feeling so drained and filled with so much of other people's spiritual energy that I end up so drained and unhappy. ... Want to make people smile and happy, but not at my expense. And I always leave feeling mentally and emotionally exhausted to the point of depression. The pressure of meeting people's expectations of what I'm supposed to do becomes so much for me to handle. Ooh. And a lot on my shoulders." So, fans, this is the part. Fans cannot get a refund of the $2,000 unless they forfeit their ticket to the show and all. So they can get their $2,000 back and not go to his show, or they can keep it and be in a special VIP hangout where they get special seats to the concert. So
that's
what y'all
horrible.
Got to say about that?
They should be able to get their money back.
Did they pay?
Yes, they're paid. To, like, you can either get your money back, then you can't go to the show, or you have to just do a VIP hangout. But no one, me and everybody else, want our money back.
Right.
That's so crazy. What y'all think about
that? I think
that?
He should be himself, though.
Mm-mm-mm. That's a lot of money, $2,200.
That is a lot
it's
of money.
Only,
I don't want my
money back.
For
it. Who's gonna pay?
Not to see no Justin Bieber.
See, that's $3,000 less than what we need. But see, y'all buying a $2,000 meet and greet ticket. If y'all get y'all money back and y'all can donate to us, that'll be great. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know, but help some people out.
Y'all better start selling lemonade.
We may do that. I may do that.
Girl, y'all have fun with that.
All right. Okay. Back to the music. Okay. Oh, I thought I got cut off again. Y'all heard me be silent. So when we come back, I have some exciting news for all of you 90s Knicks fans like myself. You don't want to miss it because it's all that. Trust me. Here is
oh my
last
God.
I'm going to play Electric Realization.
Quest Electric Realization. I just made a quick little comparison. Have you guys ever watched the show The Wayans Brothers with Marlon and Sean?
Yes.
Vanessa,
yeah,
how you doing, girl? But anyway, so you guys, yeah, they did it together. And what I was thinking that he did a tribute because that was the theme song for their show for a period of time. So I was like, oh, yeah, Marlon, y'all got the connection. I love you, Vanessa, so much. But anyway, for all of you 90s Knicks fans like myself, I have the greatest news ever. And all that reunion will be coming to Nickelodeon next month.
Okay.
So we're going back to the era of Snick on Nickelodeon's The Flat. And the cast will be assembling are Danny Tamborelli, Josh Surfer, Lori Beth Denberg, and you guys will not believe what else. Ken McHale! So they have, I guess, apparently dealt with their beef, and they're going to be here for the marathon. The marathon will be airing April 16th through 17th, and we'll have 1 to 3 minute little intercessions during the marathon. I'm really excited about that. That was like my favorite show at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And Kid and Carol, so I'm just so happy. But yeah, love Sean. I love Marlon Wayans so much. Love, love, love Marlon, Marlon, Marlon Wayans. Love the show, Electric Relaxation. I'm just so happy, you know. But yeah, thank y'all so much for tuning in with us. Make sure you tune in next on Sunday, actually,